Days, it's an honor to announce my running mate and the next Vice President of the United States, Paul Ryan.
Mitt Romney's announcement came during a campaign stop in Virginia. Congressman Paul Ryan, little known nationally, bounded down the steps of the battleship USS Wisconsin and into the bright glare of a U.S. presidential campaign.
My dad died when I was young. He was a good and decent man. There are a few things he would say that have just always stuck with me. He'd say, "Son, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution." Well, regrettably, President Obama has become part of the problem, and Mitt Romney is the solution.
At 42, Ryan brings youth to the Republican ticket and strong support from conservatives for his bold budget proposals to cut the size of government. But Ryan can expect attacks from Democrats, who argue his budget plan would hurt the poor and senior citizens. By adding Ryan to his ticket, Romney hopes to build enthusiasm for his campaign as they prepare for the Republican nominating convention at the end of the month.
We're offering a positive governing agenda that will lead to economic growth, to widespread and shared prosperity, and that will improve the lives of our fellow citizens.
The Republican ticket may be set, but it's too early to know if Ryan's addition will help or hurt, says analyst Norm Ornstein.
But there's no evidence that people vote for a vice presidential candidate. They vote for a presidential candidate. And we don't have any evidence that people say, "I love that presidential candidate, but because I can't stand the vice presidential candidate, I'm going to vote against him."
Romney and Ryan embark on a bus campaign tour through key battleground states in advance of the upcoming Republican convention in Florida, where both men will be in the national spotlight. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.